CRTV Radio National Station, it is 6:30 a.m.
Kelly Eben.
Good morning, Sheta Bile. Good morning to our listeners. Our top stories. Cameroonians continue expressing frustration in obtaining the national identity card, with most of them depending on temporary identification documents due to crisis supply. Out of Cameroon, an attack on Chad's presidential complex in N'Djamena has led to the death of 19 people. Those were our major stories, a development in a moment. The family of the one-time president of the Federal National Assembly of Cameroon, Marcel Marigo Mboa, has expressed gratitude to the President of the Republic and the Speaker of the National Assembly for baptizing one of the commission halls of the National Assembly complex in honor of their father. They voiced out their gratitude during an audience granted them by the Right Honorable Kavayege Jibril at his office. Doris Batita Toekwe has the details in this report.
About 30 members of the Marcel Marigo Mboa's family stopped by at the speaker's office in show of gratitude for what they called a high mark of recognition to their late father's legacy as one of Cameroon's major political figures who served as the president of the Federal National Assembly for 10 years. Marigo Elvis Landry is head of the family.
For this commission to the National Assembly, to the name of our father exists, we are very, very happy.
Mrs. Emilienne Marigo is spouse of the late Marcel Marigo Mboa, who died in 1986. When I looked at the photo of my late husband, I knew that he would not be forgotten. He worked for all without discrimination. During the meeting, the Right Honorable Kavayege Jibril indicated that baptizing one of the four commission halls of the new National Assembly complex in his name testifies of his predecessor's invaluable contribution to Cameroon's lawmaking institution. The Marcel Marigo Mboa clan came with hands full of gifts to the speaker, who they implored to continue providing support for their family.
Parliamentary Affairs correspondent Doris Batita Toekwe reporting there. The Apostolic Nuncio to Cameroon and Equatorial Guinea, His Excellency José Avelino Bendeku, and the Minister of Territorial Administration, Paul Antanganji, have lauded the excellent relations between Cameroon and the Vatican. The representative of the Holy See was granted an audience shortly before the Member of Government welcomed the outgoing U.S. Ambassador and the Canadian and U.K. High Commissioners to Cameroon. The Minister of Territorial Administration, Paul Antanganji, emphasizes that the audiences are a routine exercise at the start of the new year, also meant to clarify government's position on several issues of national life. Let's listen to him.
Basically, it's just a meeting that we are holding as we have been holding other meetings. You understand that we are at the beginning of a new year. We have some issues on board, and these are personalities. Whenever they want to meet us, it's just but normal. President Paul Biya said we should apply the open door policy to all personalities, high commissioners, ambassadors, because at times they need information on relevant issues. So when they come for these discussions, we are generally very open to discuss with them. We have current issues, and you know the Minister of Territorial Administration, we talk about associations, political parties, churches, and we have a variety of issues. So when the personalities come, it is just but normal for us to discuss and clarify certain issues. So basically, it was nothing very, very strange, but it's a kind of a routine conversation and a routine meeting.
Territorial Administration boss Paul Antanganji interviewed by Political Desk editor Albert Njembonde. Commission members in charge of organizing the 59th edition of Youth Day in Cameroon have met in Yaoundé to assess the level of preparedness, with less than a month remaining before the event's activities begin. The second preparatory meeting, which brought together stakeholders from the youth sector, served as an opportunity for the youth, for the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Monana Futsu, to remind the commission members to carry out their duties diligently to ensure the success of the commemoration. Still in the Ministry of Youth Affairs, the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education will preside over the installation ceremony of newly appointed officials in the central services, programs and projects of the ministry under his leadership today as from 11 a.m. at the Yaoundé Conference Center. These officials are entrusted with giving fresh impetus to the implementation of the ministry's new strategic performance framework. The Ministry of Public Works will hold a meeting to assess phase two of the Yaoundé-Douala Highway project. Traditional leaders from affected zones are expected to take part in the discussions to revolve around socioeconomic impacts the project may procure. In religion, the 48th annual seminar of bishops of Cameroon underway in Boya, Southeast Region, continues today with focus on key issues within the church and society. Still in religion, as preparations for the Église Presbyterienne du Cameroun General Assembly at EPC Misa to Yaoundé intensify, a press briefing to outline key objectives and expectations will take place today. You're listening to the 6:30 a.m. news on the national station of the CLTB. On a sad note, a tribute ceremony in honor of late Professor Jean-François Guégan, senior lecturer at the Advanced School of Mass Communication, ASMAC, commonly known in French as ESTIC, and the University of who was former lecturer at the University of Yaoundé Tsouswa, will take place as from 10 a.m. in Block D of the school campus in Yaoundé. Professor Jean-François Guégan, who died last December 21st, 2024, has served in the capacity of head of the radio department in ASMAC and service head at the Cameroon Radio Television, the CRTV. May his soul rest in peace. We told you in one of our major stories that many Yaoundé inhabitants have expressed frustration on the process of issuing national identity cards. They wonder aloud why a straightforward procedure put in place by authorities has become so cumbersome. Pelsa spoke with some inhabitants and puts together this report.
A Yaoundé inhabitant who demanded anonymity recounts the cumbersome process she experienced some years back when trying to obtain her national identity card.
In the year 2016, where I went to the police station with my ID card, a police officer asked me to give him something. He's going to function it very fast. Nothing happened. At the end of 2 years, I found myself with a long sheet of paper looking like a receipt, which is my ID. He blocked me from joining my husband abroad.
In spite of recent measures announced by authorities, the situation is not so different today, as another city dweller says she had to queue up and wait for long hours when renewing her ID.
I did it on the 2nd of January this year and got to the police station. Getting into the office, we realized that people were coming in with their documents and they had their people come in to issue their ID cards while we waited till 5:30 p.m. before we attended to that day.
Also, the receipt provided during the process, which is meant to serve as temporary identification, doesn't serve all purposes.
I have just my ID receipt, but I'm unable to use it for certain things.
Et jusqu'à l'heure actuelle, je n'ai pas de saignée.
Yaoundé inhabitants, like other Cameroonians, wish for a more efficient and accessible process to obtaining national identity cards. Pearl Sa, CRTV News Center.
President Paul Biya has highlighted the point that this year the electoral calendar includes presidential and regional elections, an opportunity to strengthen the democratic process in the country. Mr. Biya, who mentioned the major milestones in the life of the nation during his December 31st speech, acknowledged the importance of identity cards to citizens. Take a listen.
I am fully aware that some of our compatriots continue to face challenges in enrolling on the electoral register due to lack of national identity cards. Many of them are burdened by issues of dual identity, a predicament for which they themselves are responsible. To address this situation speedily, I have ordered that the requisite measures should be taken.
And we end with foreign news. At least 19 people have been killed when gunmen attacked Chad's presidential complex in the capital, N'Djamena. Gunmen attempted to storm the presidential complex last night, sparking a battle that left 18 attackers and one security personnel member dead. Hours after the shooting, government spokesperson and foreign minister Abdirahman Kulamala appeared in a video posted on Facebook indicating that the situation is completely under control and the destabilization attempt was put down. Before the fighting broke out, Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi met with President Mahamat Idris Deby Itno and other senior officials. And that was the 6:30 a.m. news. Back to you, Sheetan.